there is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
I'm going to start right off the bat. I don't think I've ever been more pissed off for doing a show. Right now, I've never been this angry. If you haven't seen the news, and it's really only hours old, it's something that Alex couldn't cover because it hadn't happened yet. And, you know, I did my first little video blog. We're going to be doing a lot of this stuff where I'm going to blog about what I'm going to be talking about during the show and posting it at theinfowarrior.com. I did not get to talk about this story as it landed in my hands 90 minutes ago. Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects' questioning. Goodbye, right to remain silent. Now, they say that that's not gone, but they can question you without a lawyer. Let me read it for you. This is out of Reuters. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that police, under certain circumstances, which means anything, they're giving them carte blanche, folks. Certain circumstances. Yeah, right. Anything they say, anything they make up, anything they lie about, can initiate an interrogation of a suspect without the defendant's lawyer being present. Do you know what that means? You can sit there and say, I'm not talking. They'll just hold you indefinitely. The next thing to go is the 24-hour holding period. You watch. And then these are going to be the certain circumstances. By a 5-4 vote. And notice how it's always 5-4. It's always one vote. It's never 9-0. This is as staged as wrestling. It really is. A 5-4 vote. Are we retarded? Are we retarded? If you're not on the phone to your local representative after you hear this story, immediately go to your phone, go to your email box. We need to flood these. This needs to be overruled. I cannot believe this. By a 5-4 vote, the conservative majority, oh, it's conservative, all right. Give me a break. The conservative majority overruled a 23-year-old Supreme Court decision that barred the police from initiating questioning after a defendant asserted the right to an attorney at an arraignment or similar proceeding. Do you get it? I can say, I'm not talking without a lawyer. And you know what they can say? F you, buddy. F you. And then they can slam my head into a table, kick my face in, baton me. You know, remember that one guy? He got raped with a plunger. I'm beyond words right now, folks. I really am. The 1986 decision held that once a defendant invoked the right to counsel, only the suspect and not the police can initiate the contact. That's over with. So I say, I'm not talking without a lawyer. I get an elbow to my face. I get a baton to my jawline. I mean, is this the country you want to live in? Because I want to leave. I want out. I really do. I wish there was somewhere I could go. I want my country back. I want my Bill of Rights back. I want my Constitution back. I want my Miranda rights back that you just stripped of me hours ago. And by the way, the latest Supreme Court nominee, she's a member of La Raza. She's on the council, not even just a member. She's on the council. She's a former Bush 1 appointee back in New York. There goes... Folks, if you don't think they're going to push towards a North American Union, you don't think they're merging us with Canada and Mexico, you don't think this is a big setup to come get us, the American people, you got another thing coming. They just announced today that they're also going to merge, they're merging the Department of Homeland Security, which is a spy force for you, for you. Have you read the lexicon documents with the NSA? Not that the NSA wasn't spying on you, but what they did is they created that agency to create a huge bureaucracy and another name and invoke more fear. And now they're just going to amalgamate it into a super intelligence agency in a police state that is unbearable. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I got to hear what you got to say about this. I got about 35 other news stories I got to cover. This is the biggest one. And there's some big stories today. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard.
And folks, the troubles continue. They get worse and worse and worse and worse. And I'm just supposed to sit here in the pot and let myself boil so they can eat me up. Well, I'm not down. I am livid. I'm beyond pissed. I'm beyond the pale right now. I mean, this decision right now is absolutely unbelievable. And when I say absolutely unbelievable, I mean completely unbearable, totally against the Constitution and Bill of Rights, totally against one's personal freedom. And I am in shock. I am stunned. And is this going to be all over the news tonight? Yes, but you know what? It's going to be perceived in a positive light. Oh, the police can now really get down to dirty tactics against the bad, bad people out there. They can do what's necessary. All these criminals don't need lawyers. Meanwhile, I've got this other story here where they're starting a database program, a DNA database program for people who they suspect of a felony. You don't have to be convicted. You don't have to be tried in court. You never get your DNA back. You're just in a database for these scum. Oh, and that's okay. DNA collection bill signed into law. It's over at truthnews.us. Area legislators hailed Thursday's passage of Colorado's version of Katie's Law as a means of protecting the public and exonerating the innocent. And here are the criminals behind the bill.
We created legislation that is going to save people's lives.
Representative Scott Tipton. Representative Cortez said Thursday with Bill Ritter, the governor, "I couldn't be more pleased or excited to see the bill go through. Smiles all around, everybody." And here are the criminals: Tipton, Steve King, Senator John Morse. Scum. Let me repeat this. Which requires DNA samples from anyone arrested on suspicion of a felony. No due process. Oh, it doesn't matter. You're not even going to get your lawyer anymore. They'll probably get felony convictions from people who haven't done anything. Yeah, you know, stay in that cell for a week, pig. Scum. Dog. What is this, Saudi Arabia? The United Arab Emirates? Are we going to start letting off machine gun fire 2 feet in someone's face? We're going to start hitting people with boards with nails in it? Is that America? Folks, I usually do not run this hot, but I am so fired up, and I'm not talking about some crappy cheerleading movie that no one gives a hell about. I'm talking about reality. That's where we are right now. We're in a little place called the reality zone. The ruling last week was the latest in a recent string by conservative justices expanding the power of police to question suspects. They don't, right out in the open, we're just going to expand police power. Power to the police. Let's give the jackboots more power to stomp on American citizens' necks. But it does not change the landmark 66 ruling barring the police from questioning a suspect who invoked the right to remain silent or have a lawyer present. Bull! It says right here. Right here. Let me read it for you again. By a 5-4 vote, the conservative majority overruled a 23-year-old Supreme Court decision that barred the police from initiating questioning after a defendant asserted the right to an attorney at an arraignment or similar proceeding. See, this is all doublespeak. This is as Orwellian as it gets. We are living in a time of Orwell like no other. I know every day progresses. Time keeps slipping into the future, no doubt. But this is it. They're like in this, within three paragraphs of each other, it says, 5-4 ruling, they can question you without an attorney present and they don't have to listen to you. And then two paragraphs later, it says, it really didn't overrule the 1966 ruling that you can have the right to remain silent till a lawyer gets there. And really, this is just for the domestic police force, the little guys, the sheriffs, the state troopers, the local cops that are always on power trips. In small towns, they're the worst, man. They think their badge just entitles them to everything. They're the boss there. They're the boss. And then two paragraphs later, they say, "Oh no, we're not going to do that." The decision was a defeat of Jesse J. Montejo, a Louisiana death row inmate. He was convicted and sentenced to death for the murder of a dry cleaning operator during a robbery in 2002. He initially waived his right to a lawyer and was questioned by the police. He told several conflicting stories. Several days later, he appeared in court for a preliminary hearing, and the local judge appointed a lawyer to represent Montejo, who could not find an attorney, which is the way it should be. Now, is this guy a murderer? I don't know. If he is, he deserves to go to jail for it. There's a system for that. But then, and again, 5-4. I mean, seriously, what are they doing in the back room? Are they really deliberating this? Are they reading off a script when they do so? Are they playing Parcheesi, rolling dice, smoking blunts? I don't know what they're doing other than enslaving the American populace. We just love our servitude. We just love it. Love it. Eat it up. Folks, I'm taking your calls all 3 hours. 866-582-9933. I want to hear what you have to say about this because it is out of control. I mean, out of control. Let me read the headline for you so you can bring it up yourself. And you don't have to take my word for it. And show it up on the screen as I read the headline, please. Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects questioning. You know, let's merge the Department of Homeland Security with the National Security Agency. It was an agency that didn't need to be built, but we really like the Stasi force. And we're going to have to employ all those people that are going to lose their jobs and their homes and their cars. That's what this Give Act was about. That's why they're pumping City Year. Meanwhile, yeah, we're going to just start collecting DNA of anybody we suspect of a felony. That's a new law, sure. And by the way, in Wisconsin, the courts ruled it's all right to just GPS anybody's car as long as you're a police officer. Otherwise, it's stalking. And it is stalking. You can't put a GPS device on somebody's car, track and trace them without a warrant, and call it investigations. No, that is stalking. You're stalking somebody. You have no probable cause. Otherwise, you'd be able to get a warrant. So let me get this straight. We can now be tracked and traced with a GPS device, arrested, interrogated without an attorney for God knows how long. And then, you know, if they really want to invoke the Military Commissions Act and call you a terrorist, which they're doing more and more. Remember, everybody's an extremist. Everybody's a terrorist with these new domestic lexicon documents. And, you know, they pumped the fear in even further this week with these four half-retarded guys. Again, they're always half-retarded. They're always poor. They're always gangbangers. Local gangbangers. That's it. Low-level guys. Guys that can't even get guns. They had trouble getting guns. These are the terrorists. They have no links to any other outside groups. Basically, they framed some first-time Muslims coming out of jail. All right? One is literally the IQ level of a retard. I know they want to ban the word, but while I still got it, I'm going to say it. IQ level of a retard. Couldn't make any bombs. Couldn't get any bomb-making material. Provocateur by the FBI. They're the ones that set the whole group up like they always do. No outside contacts whatsoever. My God. My God. We are, you know, they say that we get the government we deserve. I don't believe that. You know, some people might be out there sucking their thumb, playing with their iPhone, watching Hannah Montana on the TV with their kid, getting ready for the Cyberbullying Act to come into play. But I'm not. I don't deserve this. My family doesn't deserve this, even though they're ignorant to half of this. My friends don't deserve it either. They're good people. And it's sick. Boy Scouts to fight terrorism. This is the new America. We're here. We're here. We're in the new age. The one they just so desperately love, desperately promote. You know, speaking of that, Alternate did a great article. You want to know how dark these people are? You want to know how sick these people are? Do you really want to know? Back in 03, George Bush, that's George W. Bush, spoke in front of Jacques Chirac and others. I'm just going to read it for you. You decide. In 2003, while lobbying leaders to put together the Coalition of the Willing, President Bush spoke to France's President Jacques Chirac. Bush wove a story about how the biblical creatures Gog and Magog, were at work in the Middle East and how they must be defeated. Then he goes into this. In Genesis and Ezekiel, Gog and Magog are forces of the apocalypse who are prophesied to come out of the north and destroy Israel unless stopped. The book of Revelations took up the Old Testament prophecy. You ready for this? And this is what he read. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Bush believed the time had now come for that battle, telling Chirac. This is what he told Chirac. You ready? This confrontation is willed by God, who wants to use this conflict to erase his people's enemies before a new age begins. Oh, by the way, did I mention that Gog and Magog are Bush Jr. and Bush Sr.'s names in Skull and Bones? The article even admits to it. Oh, there's a curious coda to the story. Well, a senior at Yale University, George W. Bush, was a member of the exclusive and secretive Skull and Bones Society. His father, George H.W. Bush, had also been a bonesman, not to mention their father and their father's father, as indeed had his father. Skull and Bones initiates are assigned or take on nicknames. And what was George Bush Sr.'s nickname? Magog. No, they don't believe in a new age. No, they don't believe in any of this stuff. They just talk about it. They just live it. They worship it. They love it. Meanwhile, we lose all our rights here and cops become even more powerful, even more cocky. And I just, you know what? I better not have an altercation with a police officer in the coming years. Please, God, don't let it happen to me. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. I can't get a lawyer that's out. They can do whatever they want to me. Give me a break. All right, we're going to go to your calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Go check out the stories right now over at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and my little blog, theinfowarrior.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 26, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $949.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $976.96, $488.48 for the half ounce, and $244.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $976.96, $488.48, and $244.24.
Dale Arico's market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why.
Whoopee, you're all going down, yeah. I can't wait. Just, you know what, how about I dig my own grave, just jump in and throw the dirt on me? That'll be a good way to go, huh? Well, why go kicking and screaming? Why go fighting? Why go challenging the system when I can just die? I mean, that's what they want. They want you dead or enslaved. And that's just the facts. You don't think that's the facts? Listen, right here at a Reuters. And by the way, oh no, I'm sorry, this is the Examiner, not Reuters, but I'm still super pissed at Reuters from changing their environmental section to green business news. Used to be about the environment, now it's about green business. And by the way, this is out of the Examiner. One benefit of poor economic conditions, lower CO2 emissions. They're literally saying, because the economy is bad, we're helping to save the planet. Oh, but they're not going to regulate everything you do. How you live, what you eat, the car you drive, the garbage you produce, the house you live in. Oh, they never do that. They're just coming out and saying, oh, it's great for the world that the economy sucks. The earth is doing better because there's less CO2 in it. Garbage. Complete garbage. All right, we're going to go to Philip, Elsie, Eric, Kevin, and more. 866-582-9933. Let's go to Philip in Arizona. Philip, what's on your mind?
Hey, brother.
Hey, man.
That's really bad news to hear about this decision you're talking about today. What are we supposed to do if we get arrested?
You got me. Apparently, we're just supposed to take batons to the backside, my man. I cannot believe it.
I already live in Arizona here where I got Joe Arpaio running wild. And hey, I wanted to tell you something. Me and my buddy here, we're new info warriors, okay? We're new to your cause. I've been reading Alex's website for maybe the past year, okay? But we weren't hip to all this other stuff that we just discovered in the past 30 days. So now, how do we take action, man? We can't just quit our jobs all of a sudden.
No, I don't think you should quit your job. I mean, you got to just tell your neighbors, man.
I know.
I'm pissed. I want to head for the hills. There's nowhere to go, man. Where are we going to go? We can't go to Australia. It's a big police state over there. You can't go to Canada. Big police state over there. Can't go to Mexico. They're going to be part of the North American Union. Can't go to the UK. There's all sorts of surveillance there. I mean, I'm fired up today, man. What are we supposed to do about this? We've got to just inform people.
Look,
I'm in your same boat, man. I'm trying to make movies and do radio to warn people. Other than that, we need to be outside of our...
We've been telling everybody to watch the Obama deception and From Freedom to Fascism. And I wish Aaron Russo wasn't dead because I think that guy was great. But what can we do to help, man? That's what we want to know.
All right, listen, this is what you can do today. You can make this story... Well, I'll tell you what. You can make this story go viral. You can send this Supreme Court ruling to everybody else. Tomorrow, this video will be posted on YouTube. Let's make it go viral. Let people know we're not happy. You know, that's number one. Number two, you can call your representatives and say, did you see this Supreme Court decision? This needs to be overruled immediately. There needs to be, I mean, we can't trust the Supreme Court, number one. We can trust them less and less every day. And this next Supreme Court nominee is a member of La Raza. Look, you know what? Not everybody who's a member of La Raza is a bad person. Most people don't even know what it is. But it is a racially supremacist organization. And she's on the board, man. I mean, this country is so far gone, dude, that I don't even know what we're going to do. I don't want it to come to Second Amendment rights. But when they're talking quarantines and forced inoculations, and we're talking about that later. I mean, you think this swine flu thing is over? It ain't over. They're saying it's going to be a full pandemic, man. Full pandemic. Then what? Then what do we do?
I'm not getting a shot from anybody.
I'm with you. Thank you for the call, Philip. I appreciate it. I understand you. I'm frustrated as hell. I mean, you could see me. I'm turning beet red on the screen. I mean, you don't have the right to a lawyer? You don't have the right to a lawyer? I mean, what are they trying to pull here? And again, 5-4? Could it be any more obvious? When was the last time you saw a Supreme Court ruling that was 6-3? Or 7-2? Or 9-0? Never happens. They always give you the illusion that there were some people on the good side of the fence. There ain't nobody on the good side of the fence up there. They're scum. They're trash. They all need to be tossed out. And now the Department of Homeland Security is just going to become part of the National Security Agency. Everybody's a terrorist. Listen, how many domestic extremism lexicon documents do we have to break before people realize there are dozens more everywhere else in every other state? The MIAC report is the tip of the iceberg. And I mean a big, badass iceberg coming to take down your ship. Forget about the Titanic. I mean, this is it. Them's fighting words. I mean, no lawyer? Are you out of your mind? We're going to go to Elsie, Eric, and more on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The it may get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fake slay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions. But just
a lifetime to do it in. That's all you got, folks. One life to live. One chance to stand up for something that's right, that's for humanity, that love each other. I mean, one shot, we got one, and it's now. The past is the past. We got to look towards the future. But if we don't understand the past enough, that's the problem. Nobody knows what's going on. You know, I got this other story here that I totally forgot about. Thank God Mike Nelson reminded me. I didn't even print this one out. Someone did send it to me. But they're making it illegal in Arkansas, Indiana, Nevada, and Virginia for you to smile on your driver's license. Let me repeat that. You're not going to be able to smile on your driver's license. Why is that? Oh, facial recognition software. And Google and YouTube are about to apply it for all the videos on there to control content, to control piracy. Yeah. Oh, we're not going into a cashless society control grid where they track and trace every single one of our moves and we're at the mercy of the police and military and intelligence services. Oh, we're not doing that. All signs only point to yes. All right, we're going to go to Elsie in Illinois in a moment, but I got to thank one of my great sponsors before I totally and completely go off the handle and turn beat red and can't even do a radio show anymore. AlexJonesRingtones.net. You want to hear rants like this one? Rants from Alex Jones. You want to get people involved for a cheap price on your cell phone. You're out walking around. You're with your buddies. You're on the bus. You're at the workplace. You're in school. All of a sudden, somebody hears something that means something, that has a point, that's speaking real. But you can get those for pretty cheap over at alexjonesringtones.net. It helps support this whole operation here. And believe me, I need the support. I don't know why people think I'm rolling around with diamonds and gold, but I ain't. And we need your help, folks. You want a way to get the word out? This is yet another way to get the word out. You know, you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden Alex Jones is talking about 9/11 being an inside job. He's talking about the swine flu vaccine. He's talking about the WHO. Okay? AlexJonesRingtones.net. Go check it out. All right, Elsie in Illinois, you're up. Or Elise, I'm sorry. Why am I saying Elsie? I'm losing it. Elise.
You did that last time too, Jason, but it's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're forgiven. I mean, you know, you're upset, and it's, I don't blame you, you know?
I can't believe it. You know, I report a lot of really crude and just unbelievable things on this show constantly, but when I saw that they're really going to ban you from your ability to say, no, I want a lawyer, I mean, what do we got left? What's left?
Well, what I was going to bring up was my experience. I got arrested 15 years ago in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. and basically my situation was, never Mirandized me. They never even told me I had a right to have an attorney. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely ridiculous. What I went through 15 years ago is what you're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, I have enough of a financial windfall that I had a really good attorney, and they threw it out immediately. Mm-hmm. When I finally got before the judge, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, when you look at everything that's gone down in the last, what, month? MIAC, the lexicon, mm-hmm. what Obama's speech last week about
preventative detention.
About preventive detention.
Yeah.
Now you don't even have the rights of the attorney. This is not for enemy combatants. Anybody who thinks this is for enemy combatants has lost their mind.
Yeah, and you know what? Not only that, but these four guys. And these four guys that they try to say are terrorists, and then you read the articles and they admit things like, hold on, let me find the article so I can literally quote from this. Okay. Let's see. They came across more as a gang that couldn't shoot straight and certainly not a joint enough to release or realize an FBI informant had been leading them by the nose. School dropout James Cromite, age 55, told the judge he smoked marijuana Wednesday, the day the police nabbed him and his friends. They were allegedly launching the operation. So the guy got high on the day that they were actually going to launch this big terrorist attack. This other guy, Payan, 27, had dropped out of school 1 year before graduation, asked if he could read, he answered no. Asked if he could write, he said no. So an illiterate person, somebody who's on drugs, and then the hardest guy, he also was intellectually challenged and suffered from a case of a form of schizophrenia. Then the hardest of the gang members. You know, these are low-level street. If they're from Newburgh, my aunt lives in Newburgh. I go to Newburgh, you know, twice a year for family stuff. It ain't that, I mean, there's some ghetto action there. I mean, it's not that hard. It's not New York City hard. This guy came into court with his jeans falling around his buttocks. These are the new terrorists? They had no evidence that they had any links to any foreign groups whatsoever. Go ahead.
You know what, though? Wait, because, you know, give them 2 weeks and they're going to claim the illiterate guy was using Facebook and Twitter to coordinate it all.
You are dead on. And that's in the Virginia Fusion Center document for those who are just kind of laughing about that. It's not funny. It's the real deal. I mean, it's...
I know. And what scares me is, you know, it's so hard to wake people up. Like, I'm from a very, very conservative family, mm-hmm. and they're starting to get it, you know, because we were talking about this on my mom's birthday. You know, when I walked in the house, I said, are you sure you want Ernst in your house? Mm-hmm. You know, and they all sat down and they said, well, you know, we're all terrorists, according to this new stuff, because we're Republicans, because mm-hmm. we're conservatives. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, and they're all on Obama, and I cannot get them to face that this started long before. This started before even W.
They act like magically this guy who wasn't even a senator. Yeah, they act like this guy who wasn't even a real senator until 2004 that didn't even serve half a term on the Senate is the root of all this evil. It's ridiculous. I thank you for the call.
But right here is the hardest place in the world to wake anybody up because, you know, it's Obamaville.
I know. It's Obama country out in Chicago and Illinois. I understand. Thank you so much for the call, Elise. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
Amen.
Hey, Jason. What's up, buddy?
I'm fired up, man. I am mad. I'm very mad.
Honestly, this is the real Jason Purvis right here, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess, man. I usually don't get this fired up. You can work me up like this about 9/11 if you challenge me enough and I'm out on the street and I'm really trying to get to people. I cannot believe we are losing our right to a lawyer when we get picked up by the Stasis. You know what I'm saying, man?
You have a problem with being thrown in a cage and forgotten about?
Yeah, I got a big problem with that. And beaten and degraded, you know, and treated like an animal. I mean, did you listen last week when I played that clip of the United Arab Emirates, this guy getting beat with a board with a nail in it, run over by a truck in the desert, shot at with an AK-47 from 2 feet away? Is that where we're going in this country? Is that what's next? Am I going to get a board with a nail in it across my forehead? What's going down?
That was some pretty disturbing video. I saw that shoving the sand in his mouth.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, how anybody could go through that. I mean, I understand there are people like armed forces. You're begging for your life, the whole thing. But, you know, it's at one point I'm going to lunge at somebody. You better put a bullet in my head because I'm going to bite your throat out. I'm going to use my teeth, the only weapon I got. I'm going to go for your jugular vein, and I am going to bite your goddamn throat out. I'm going to let you bleed to death if you're going to try to beat me to death. If you're going to shoot me to death, let me get one last lick in. I'm not going to bow down to anybody, man. This is crazy. This is nuts.
Yeah, I'm sick. Seriously, Jason, I'm sick of it too, man. Like I told you, dude, I was sitting at the bus stop 2 weeks ago. They shoved a breathalyzer in my face. The next thing I know, I'm in the jail cell for 11 hours. You know, I never got to tell you. I never got to tell you about the time when I was driving down the street and the cop just claimed I hit him with my car and they charged me with 4 felony counts of aggravated assault and they did 3 months in jail for nothing. I lost my job. I lost my health insurance. I have a criminal record now. I got my license suspended for 2.5 years. My car is still sitting in the driveway. I can't drive it till January 2010 for nothing, Jason, because a scumbag cop had a lie about me.
Man. I feel
for you. By the way, if I lose this case, and when I was sitting at the bus stop, can we please give out the police chief's phone number and maybe a few thousand of us calling him? Maybe this officer will get in trouble. Maybe.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll have you on for a 30-minute segment.
Police chiefs. We got to reach out to them, especially the police chiefs. Definitely.
Well, there's some good police out there, but they're going to corrupt them with the garbage that is also on the force with giving them all this power. There's a reason we have limitations on power. It's so people don't get out of control. They don't have ego trips. They don't get megalomaniacal. We don't have what happens in the United Arab Emirates here. We're not supposed to. Yes, there have been some bad rogue cops in New York City, like I said, with that plunger story, or they just load 19 bullets into a guy they say has a weapon. He's got nothing. He's reaching for his keys to get into his apartment. But for God's sake, we're going to make the precedent that, again, you can interrogate somebody without a lawyer. I'm sick, dude. I'm totally sick. Eric, I thank you for the call. Kevin in California, you're on the air, sir. Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jason, I just want to say this is a new order of the ages. This is a time when the people stand up and get mad.
Mm-hmm. Well, we better get fired up. And I mean fired. I mean, I'm beat red right now. I can see myself in the thing. I mean, I'm an off pink. I don't know how much redder I can get. It's pretty cold in here. It's like 40 degrees in the studio. But I can't believe it. I was cursing they're lucky I'm not on XM and Sirius because I'd be dropping F-bombs like there was no tomorrow. I want to curse so bad right now. I mean, I want the 9 people that voted on this in front of me so I can backhand each and every one of them, give them a stiff one and let them know, you know, we're not going to stand for this. My mind is blown, Kevin.
I know. And I think everyone is slowly waking up and even the people that are asleep. I'm starting to realize something's not happening. Something's wrong with the America right now, and we do need to stand up. And I'm calling a call to action to everyone listening to this program. Go on meetup.com. Go on wearechange.org. Start getting involved. Start making a change. If you're in front of a computer, start burning Obama deception and handing it out. We don't have a choice anymore. We can't just sit back and, you know, see the buildings fall around us. We're all involved. We're all together. You know, they isolate us. It's like a, you know, a prison. They pit the different populations against each other. We don't have time to squabble with one another, you know?
No, but, you know, there are some people out there that don't really give a damn about what's really going on. They want to be the leader, and they think they're the genius. And they put out some crappy, you know, movie that's no better than, like, a, you know, a Word presentation. I don't even know what the program is. I can't even remember what that stupid Microsoft program is. A PowerPoint presentation. Yeah, PowerPoint presentation, because I don't support it. I'm a Jesuit agent, or I'm a Jew bastard, you know. I mean, I just can't stand those people. I just don't want anything to do with them. They just want to attack everybody and make the movement about, you know, spooky ghosts in a closet that don't exist. When I'm reporting that the Supreme Court just overruled you having a lawyer while they interrogate you. Real issues, real things that actually have an impact on your life. You know, we do need to stand up. And I'm with you, man. WeAreChange.org. Email Dan at WeAreChange. You're not a member of WeAreChange. You want to make a difference? Dan at WeAreChange.org. Please do it. You got anything else for me, Kevin?
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't let the COINTELPRO and the fake COINTELPRO, you know, discourage you. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to pop your head up, you're going to get some attention, whether it's from the authorities or whether it's from another sheep. Or the crabs in the bucket that want to pull you down. So don't let those people discourage you. You know, keep up the good fight and stand up for your rights. That's all I got to say. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Kevin. Sean in Ohio, you're up, my man. What you got to say?
Man, it's an honor to talk to you, Jason.
Thank you, bro.
I got a couple things real quick, and I'll call back another time. But just wanted to say this. My girlfriend's daughter's 13, and stuff she's learning in school about FEMA camps and pandemics and trust the government and all this other crap.
FEMA camps don't exist, sir.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, we all know.
Except for when they tell your daughter that in the case of a pandemic and an emergency, she's going to be taken to one. But otherwise, they don't exist. I mean, they really do that. People don't listen. I just want to make this point. Years ago, when I was, you know, still doing pizza, and I was in this bar/pizza place or whatever, it was kind of upstate country living, and I'm sitting there, and the... basically, the guy who ran it, his wife also worked in the back, and she's telling about how her kids had to get on a bus, got taken to a local quote-unquote FEMA center. It was a makeshift one. Of course, it was the local sheriff's department. They gave them a mock vaccination as they got off the bus, and then they took them to a secure location, and she thought it was the best thing since breakfast. She told her kids, well, this is something that you might have to deal with. This is back in 04. Yeah, I mean, this is back. The terrorists are going to attack us again. Oh, no. The scary terrorists. Meanwhile, the 7/7 bombings, they can't even convict anybody outside of the people they killed while they ran their operation. I mean, my God. And then they also indoctrinate your children into just giving up their DNA. You know, my buddy, who's a teacher, you know, he refused to give his, he's a fifth grade teacher, and they just gave him DNA packets one day. He said, give them to your students. He's like, I'm not giving these to my students. He's like, what do you mean you're not giving to the students? You haven't told the parents. They don't even know. I'm not just going to take DNA samples of everybody. Meanwhile, every other teacher in the entire school district did it. And he was the only one to say no. And the only reason that they even got permission slips. And all the blinded sheeple parents signed the permission slips anyway to put their kids into a database, man. I mean, we are way, way down the line. Just outrageous.
Yes, yes, I know, man. It's a little off topic. And maybe Alex would have some more information about this, but I know he owns guns. I'm not sure if he has a conceal and carry permit, but mm-hmm. What I want to know is your view on, okay, so we have a right to bear arms, mm-hmm. okay, as of now. And about the conceal and carry, obviously you're put on a list once you mm-hmm. get the CCW.
Sure.
So what's your view? I mean, right now I'm a gun owner, but all my guns are legal mm-hmm. and they're unregistered, but they're legal. They're not hot.
Well, then you can't carry them outside unless you're going hunting. In other words, you can't carry a pistol on your persons. I mean, you're in
right.
Ohio. I don't know what the local gun laws there. I mean, it's impossible or near impossible to get a conceal and carry in New York. It's like unbelievable what you have to go through to do so. I would say if you don't have your conceal and carry permit, go and get it. Go try to. Listen, we're all on a list anyway. You listen to this radio show, bro, you're on a list. You know?
Yeah, I mean, they're point.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, what else do you have to lose? And I'm not one of those guys, I'm not one of those tough guys that tells you, yo, the militia's gonna take over, we're gonna be able to win this thing on the ground, da 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 da, we need to take action and go shoot a bunch of people. No, I'm not that guy. That's the last thing I wanna do. Quite frankly, folks, I don't think we got a shot if the military comes in or they start to use drones against the populace or smart bomb our ass. Okay? You wanna see what I got in front of me right now? I got the real Terminator. They got the real Terminator coming for you. Pull it up. Pull it up on the prison planet. Sean, I thank you for the call. Army Terminators walk like men. This is off Wired, okay? Show the picture of this thing. It ain't got no face. They're just going to mount a gun to it. It's going to walk up to you and blast you. I mean, what are you going to do against the walking, talking killer machine that comes up to you. Today, the American Armed Forces main ground robots, the Foster Miller Talon and iRobot's Packbox, look like boxes with caterpillar tracks. It's a nice, stable design, and it works well, which is why the military has sent thousands of them to Iraq and Afghanistan. Do you understand they're already killing people with these things? It's just not in your face, so you don't know. It's not on the news every night that robots are killing people in Eurasia on behalf of the U.S. government. It's happening. It's here. Okay? We've shown you, you know, the cyber penguins. We've shown you the, we've shown you so much on this show. We've shown you the robot fish, the cyber penguins. They've got the ripsaw. We're going to talk about that. Scroll down so you can see the legs on this thing. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, nice little human feetsies. Isn't that cute? Well, you get blasted in the face by a cybernetic robot. Awesome. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes back after this.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Time effed up. Beyond effed up. I mean, folks, Let me just go over some of the tech news that I had in this stack that I wanted to go over so badly that I kind of got distracted from because, you know, the Gestapo is coming. The Gestapo is coming. Oh, wait, the Gestapo is here. Oh, my God. I mean, is there anything that these people love outside of war and slavery and death and destruction and decadence? Anything? Are they that jaded that they just don't care about the rest of us? I mean, they must be. I mean, do they feel that much superior to us? I just cannot believe this. All right, so we've got the Terminator-looking robot. In the next 13 months, they've got another program, 13 to 17 months. The finished product of this Terminator robot. And remember, we've shown you the big dog. They talk about the big dog in this article. I mean, they're saying by 2011, you're going to have something Terminator-esque. And it doesn't cost that much. They are literally going to replace the military. At least, it's not even going to be a replacement because they want as many people involved as they can. They want a large force of people because they don't want dissent. They don't want people to stand up against this. It's going to be some, you know, teenage kid controlling a drone, controlling one of these robots like it's a video game. Do you think that the people controlling the Terminator robots are actually going to be on the ground in Afghanistan and Iraq? No. They're going to be in some, you know, remote area. They could probably be doing it from the United States, sitting down in a lounge chair, sipping lemonade in their hammock. I mean, come on. Get with it. Get with it. You know, this one right here, this is one of these tanks. This is out of Popular Science, if we could bring the article up here so you can take a look at the Ripsaw Unmanned Ground Vehicle. It's ripping through the award circuit. The full-size vehicle, which was designed and developed by Elliott-based Howe and Howe Technologies Incorporated, was honored as one of the top inventions of the year in Popular Science's June issue. Currently on newsstands, the 4-ton, 700-horsepower vehicle rides on a pair of large treads and looks something like a sleek tank, which is appropriate, given that it is being prepared for military use. It's a tank with a gun on it that's indiscriminate, that is just going to gun you down. Let me ask you something, folks. You know, I'm a pro-Second Amendment guy. You got your militia there. Let's say you got a town militia of about 20. You got 20 people that know what's up. They send this ripsaw through, your guns ain't going to mean nothing. I mean, you're going to have to make IEDs to try to blow the tank up. Good luck with that. I mean, these people are out of their minds. The vehicle is undergoing weaponization for fully remote-controlled weapons for use by the U.S. military. Take a look at it, PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. That may be the last thing you see other than a flash of light before it's over, baby. I mean, you know, but the government loves us. They really love us. Folks, on the other side, we're going to be going to Ryan, Rebecca, David, Mark, and more, 866-582-9933. You know, here's just another device, Windows device, by the way. WindowsForDevices.com is carrying this one. A German vendor, Ideotronic, has announced a handheld Windows computer that can read RFID tags from up to 2 meters away. It's like a little shotgun that's a computer. And it's just going to be, you know, it's got a touchscreen 320 by 240 display, and they can just boom, boom, RFID, boom, 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 boom. You're going to see these in airports. You're going to see them in malls. You're going to see them in supermarkets. They're going to be everywhere. Cashless society control grid, here I come. Praise the Lord. I mean, come on. Let's step up to the plate. Let's take a swing.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Check out the information about our new Supreme Court Justice, the one that just got nominated, Sonia Sotomayor. You want a little profile of her where it talks about, you know, her La Raza council membership and her appointment by the lovely George H.W. Bush, Mr. New World Order himself, giving commencement addresses across the country. Oh, George Bush only said that like two or three times. No, dozens of times. So did Brent Scowcroft. Dick Cheney went on a big tour with, New World Order symposiums. Folks, this is global. Okay. This isn't just, you know, something George H.W. Bush came with on his own. No. This has been around for quite some time. They're building up to it. And we are almost at the crescendo, the top, the apex, the pyramid point where it's over. And, you want to go check out this lady right now? Go to, the American Bar Association or www.abanet.org. And just check out, her profile, and it'll go over all of her. She tells you how much she loved Perry Mason and Nancy Drew when she was growing up. Isn't that great? Everybody can relate to TV and books, huh? It's a TV and a, she must be nice. She likes TV and books. She's a good person. You like TV and books, Paul? Yeah, you do. Everybody likes TV and books. See, I thought I was going to be a, pretty lighthearted show today where I was going to talk about how much I enjoyed the UFC and, Rashad Evans getting knocked out. I'm not talking about, I can't even concentrate. I'm so fired up. Ryan in New Hampshire, you're on the air, sir.
What's up, Jason? I'm not even going to ask you how you're doing because I can already tell, but I just wanted to get right to the point, man. I'm feeling just like you at this point, I was listening to you earlier in the beginning of the show. And I honestly watched the news today and I didn't hear anything about the Supreme Court decision. So I'm just like, I'm staring at the wall, kind of like tripping out. Like, are you serious right now? Because I've had a couple experiences with cops where I was literally in the position where they were trying to get me to incriminate myself by questioning me. And I was like, I was handling it normally and I was being respectful. But once I noticed that they were trying to lead me into saying something that would incriminate myself, I was just like, I don't really have to talk to you guys. And they were like, oh, we know. And they were all cool about it. But now that I think of it, like after that, I mean, if they would have known that they could have just detained me, I mean, that's probably what would have happened if I wouldn't have been willing to incriminate.
Well, police have been doing this for a while. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of instances when they say, oh, you ain't getting no lawyer. You're not going anywhere. We're keeping you for as long as we want. They brag about it in all the cop shows, from The Shield to NYPD Blue to CSI, to Law and Order. They always do it. Right. Everybody's a scumbag criminal. They don't have any rights, training the public. Now they're putting it on paper and they're making it look like a close decision. It makes me sick, man. I mean, it is now on paper. And again, they use the Orwellian speak. They say right here that they asserted their right to an attorney at an arraignment or similar proceeding, right? Oh, yeah, you're going to get that. But then they said it's barred. I mean, they go back and forth.
Right. It's like saying the Patriot Act doesn't violate the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
After somebody outside of terrorism with the Patriot Act. We had somebody call in, last Friday's show about that. I think it was a 2-minute segment of commercial. I found 5 instances where the Patriot Act was grossly used for non-terror related issues, such as somebody, using one of those little red pen things to, touch a plane. Oh, he's a terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
Someone selling Rubik's Cubes. Another person who was growing marijuana in Seattle. Marijuana dealers are terrorists.
Hey.
And meanwhile, they pick up literal illiterate retards. That's the new phrase. They pick up literal illiterate retards who are terrorists. who can't even get guns, let alone Stinger missiles and bombs. I thank you for the call, Ryan. We're going to Rebecca, David, and others on the other side. 866-582-9933.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man revolution.
Yeah! All right. I just want to go over this one story, then we're going to go to Rebecca, David, and more. Google develops celebrity face recognition for YouTube. And really, this is for GooTube. Google Video. Google owns YouTube. So both video systems are obviously going to have the facial recognition software. YouTube rose to fame by democratizing stardom. Broadcast yourself, this site exhorts. Not really. I mean, come on. You censored me. You censored Jones. You censored Loose Change. You censored a bunch. Don't act like heroes. You're not. But celebrity isn't democratic. It's a matter of have and have not. And most people fall into the latter category. Being able to separate the famous from the hopefully, what the hell is that? Has certain financial implications for YouTube. Stars attract viewers, so being able to identify videos with A-list talent might suggest where to direct marketing and promotional resources. See, this is so untrue. I mean, honestly, you know, every once in a while, a star or a celebrity has a viral YouTube video, but it's usually like David Hasselhoff drunkenly eating a burger. It's not because people like David Hasselhoff. They want to see him fall, okay? Most of the time, the hot videos are things like, you know, my new haircut, totally original. or, you know, what's another big one? The two Asian kids that do the Backstreet Boys. Those are the big YouTube videos. And that's what makes YouTube big. And, you know, like the TMZ stuff and all that, you know, that helps out. But it's not A-list celebrities. I suppose the junk in a box thing was pretty big on YouTube. But that's all over. Hulu's got that now. They've got the exclusive on the SNL. So for them to say that marketing and promotional tools should be used by the stars, no, they could easily do this by checking out what's being viewed the most. So this is just another excuse to put in facial recognition onto YouTube for further control. And because stars tend to feature prominently in videos uploaded to YouTube, they don't. Without authorization, being able to identify popular icons could help spot copyright violations. Ooh. Oh, people are posting music videos, making people listen to their music, getting them interested in a band that they might pay to go see or buy their CD or pay to download it to iTunes. God forbid. No, don't do it. No. I mean, come on. Just the fact that they're using the celebrity face recognition for YouTube just tells you what age. Minority Report, it's on the way, baby. And it's really going to be more of a Minority Report, Terminator type, you know, Orwellian society. I mean, that's it. Forget about Brave New World. Yeah, they're going to drug us too, but I mean, they are going to force us into submission. And they're going to use every tool they got, from computers to, you know, military weapons that walk and talk like a human. I mean, again, go to Hanson Robotics. Hopefully we're going to be doing something later in the summer with somebody from Hanson Robotics so you can really see, you know, how advanced some of these robots are. Xeno, on the way for your children, your new play buddy. Is going to be a cyborg. Not a cyborg because it's not going to be part human. It's going to be an android. iRobot. You bet. All right, let's go to Rebecca in Tennessee. Rebecca, you're on the line.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about epidemic vaccinations. I had sent you some stuff about that.
All right, well, let's see what I've got in my stack. What do I got in my stack right here today? I've got the 90 million doses of vaccine ready for the UK, a populace of about 70 million. So they're making sure they have 20 million over the top so they can give that out. And then one of the actually promising stories I saw on these vaccines is that people in the Ukraine aren't taking them. And let me just read this before you get to your points. They're basically not taking them because they're hip to the fact that a lot of these vaccines are poison. And this is what the Ukrainian media, and they're saying they spread this rumor of a plot by Ted Turner. We've played the clip where Ted Turner talks about population sustainability, which means you have to die. He already says there's too many people on the planet. So why would he want to keep them alive? Ukrainian media outlets are numerous and uncensored, but do not widely follow Western standards of fairness and accuracy. Total bull. Some print and online reports alleged after this boy's death, this boy died from a vaccine, after this boy's death, that the Indian-made measles and rubella vaccine would sterilize men as a part of a plot by Ted Turner, who's really just part of it. He's just a lower-level fish, whose Washington-based United Nations Foundation charity paid for the vaccines. Oh, they'll sterilize and kill you, but they love you. Go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to talk about is the fact that I know a lot of people out there think that they can opt out based on, like, religious
I saw things. That today. Basically, they say you cannot opt out, even the state stuff. You sent me a lot of stuff, by the way. I checked out everything.
Yeah, on a bunch of different states say that, in an epidemic, you can't, opt out based on
Yeah, you're not allowed to opt out. It's just forced quarantines, forced sterilizations. World Health Organization invoking, 1.5.1, where they say you have no individual human rights. You can be quarantined. Your buildings can be taken to be makeshift hospitals. You'll have to take off-site drugs, which mean drugs that don't have to work, and compulsory vaccinations. And like you said, in these little guidelines, the way to opt out for most vaccines is to be a conscientious objector waiver, or you say that this is against my religious beliefs or your political beliefs, blah, 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 blah. But they say you don't have that choice if they declare a pandemic. And the WHO just changed the definition of pandemic again. And they're saying, oh, they did it so that they won't declare a level 6. No, they're doing it so they can declare a level 6. The media are just horrid liars. Go ahead.
Well, also in 1905, the Supreme Court made a ruling, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And that says, the Supreme Court in the United States says that, during an epidemic, it was a smallpox epidemic, that individual liberty, can be circumvented to give vaccinations. So I just wanted people to be aware of that because, 104 years ago, we should have started getting pissed. Mm-hmm. And now's the time to start getting a little angry about this and saying, no, in an epidemic, in any circumstance, my liberty still exists.
That's right. I'm still a human being and I still have rights. You know, I have God-given rights as a human being not to have to become a slave and take a poisonous shot that is almost sure to cripple or kill me. I mean, it's unreal. I mean, Rebecca, I'm losing it today. I mean, they're talking about now a double round for the flu. Everybody's going to have to take regular flu vaccinations. The Obama administration has talked about the triple shot for the swine flu vaccination. Like I just said, the UK is ordering 90 million doses of this vaccine for a populace of 70 million. The WHO has 4.9 billion of these vaccines in the works, and they're saying that they're going to be out before the 6-month period. I mean, we need to step up to the plate. It's unreal.
It's crazy, and people need to start, you know, realizing this is for them. There is no opting out. You better start calling people. You better start doing something now, or your kid's going to get a needle in the arm.
Yeah, they sure
are. And you may not have grandkids because they may be sterilized by that shot. Something, you know, your kid may die. Mm-hmm. We need to do something now. This is, you know, before they knock on the door with the needle in hand, we need to have already stopped them.
I agree. Thank you so much for the call, Rebecca. Let's go to David in the Dominican Republic. You're on the air. Yes, David.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's actually evening here, but yes, I'm sure it's morning there.
It's evening. Okay. It's evening here, but we don't have clocks here. Well, I figured out that maybe you might want to consider moving down and not necessarily this country, but another one down in this area.
Thinking about it years ago,
I had no idea how bad it was going to be, and that wasn't my sole reason for leaving. Mm-hmm. But since I have been on the outside looking in, it has become so clear to me what is happening there, and you know what's happening there. And you know you're not going to win against the robots. I want to be optimistic, but I also have to be realistic. And my advice to anybody would be get out while you can.
Yeah, but where do you go? I mean, you know this is going to be a North American Union. You know they're building the Eurasian Union in the Middle East. You know we already have a European Union. We're setting up China and Russia as a big enemy for some kind of global war. In fact, you know what, talk about the Middle East. I haven't done this report yet. Where is it? Basically, we're backing Israel again. We're funding arrow missiles. We've got all this money for war, you know. We're funding all these crazy missiles, 100,000 short, medium, and long-range rockets and missiles for the Israeli Missile Defense Association on behalf of the United States. I mean, where do we go? Do you think the Dominican Republic's going to be safe, man? I mean, honestly. I mean, where is
well,
it
going? I think that when it hits the fan, it isn't going to hit here as quickly. This island is, you know, has a tremendous amount of American influence in it, but there are other countries that may even be better. Mm-hmm. But it's 100% better than when I was up there. Mm-hmm. Because mentally, you can live. It's a sense of freedom. There are certain simple things that you can do here that up there you'd be arrested for.
Such as?
Walking down the street with a bottle of beer. Or, you know, just simple things that I did when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
So
before the police, they just kept encroaching and encroaching and encroaching and getting worse and worse and worse. And, you know, I mean, they are... We did a story last week of somebody in the UK being pulled over and detained for laughing in his car. Laughing in his car. That's why the police pulled him over.
You can't laugh. You can't have happy people up there. That's not the intent. You have to be miserable.
No, David, I thank you for the call, brother. I thank you, man. I hope you're wrong. You know, I hope I don't have to leave this country. I love this country. I love it here. I love New York. I'm really getting to like Texas. I mean, I've really enjoyed, you know, traveling across the country and meeting new people and, you know, enjoying life and seeing people love one another and combat tyranny and come together on really important issues like 9/11 truth and the North American Union and, you know, exposing the elites and their secret organization. Saying, no, we don't want NAFTA, we don't want CAFTA, we don't want NAMERA. We don't want the Trans-Texas Corridor. They just rename it. It's going to come no matter what, Jason. Just deal with it. Suck it up. 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this, going to Mark, Sean, Bruce, and others. PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 26, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $949.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $976.96, $488.48 for the half ounce, and $244.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $976.96, $488.48, and $244.24.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
I want to attack so badly. I mean, I'm like a rabid dog right now. I want to leap on something and just rip it up. I am so pissed off. I mean, you know what the problem is, though? I won't be this angry tomorrow. I'll just let it pass like nothing ever happened. I'll talk about it. I'll get a little upset here and there. But we have just been so antiquated to this. Just to accept it as it goes, as it gets worse and worse. Oh, what can I do about it? Oh, da, 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 da. We need to do a lot. We got a lot to do. A whole lot. All right, we're going to go to Mark in a moment. I just want to remind people, I got this new video blog. It's separate from the InfoWarrior YouTube page. It's separate from the Alex Jones channel. I'm going to be doing it every single day. You can subscribe at youtube.com/JasonJustice911. That's JasonJustice911. This is my personal YouTube experience, if you will. I'm going to be putting up a lot of stuff outside of the show. Really just giving you a little preview of what's going down. Maybe I'll do a little wrap up after the show. And I'm probably going to spend 10 minutes in front of my little thing and upload it. It'll take me like a half an hour, 45 minutes. And I won't get home till 2 a.m. But whatever. That's how I roll. And this is the new deal. This is me talking to the public. Go sign up right now. And remember, I just want to, you want to make change? Join We Are Change. Start your own chapter. Do your own thing. Dan at wearechange.org is the guy to contact if you want to take action right now. Doesn't cost you a thing other than the will to step up and say, I love humanity. I care about my fellow citizen. I care about me. I care about my kids' future. I care about my parents, my grandparents, my grandkids, my cousins, my aunt, my uncle. Wearechange.org. Do it now. All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Jason. How you doing, man?
I'm fired up, man.
You're fired up, and you just need an object for all that good justified anger you got there.
You know what? I don't know what I'm going to... I mean, I'm probably going to lose sleep tonight. I am just so frustrated for them to say no Miranda rights, no lawyer, and just, I mean, it wasn't bad enough, you know, a week and a half ago when I started talking about this Wisconsin ruling where the police can just put a GPS on your car, no probable cause, no warrant, track and trace you, whatever, no big deal. Somebody else does it outside of a police officer, it's stalking, but the police do it, it's okay. Now, they're just going to be like, guess what? We're just going to start the interrogation. And you know where that starts? With a baton to the kneecap.
Yeah.
Oh, you came in with a limp.
This adds to their overall strongest point of strategy to control us all, Jason, and that is simply fear. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'd like to do, if you'll allow me, for about 60 seconds, is just to break a few things down.
You got it. You got the floor.
Okay. Well, Jason, the Illuminati is sworn to Satan by blood oath, okay, to destroy all which we call good on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've revealed themselves to the degree that for them, there's no turning back. It's do or die for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's do or die for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a classical war you have going here, okay? Now, how can all of their evil stand? Well, through the chemical defilement of the human spirit and intellect, such as water fluoridation and food contamination, and through the subliminal messaging of television, these chemicals and subliminal subconscious programming devices, which they've had, when combined with a pervasive spirit of fear that has been generated by the Patriot Act and such decisions of the Supreme Court that you've covered today, have and are putting a damper on active and public dissent and the people as a whole. So, what to do? Jason, we need a highly effective vehicle of publicity that will project the facts of the InfoWar to the whole world on a simultaneous basis. At this point in their progress, there's really nothing that can stop their momentum. And I think that's what you are. You have, in all probability, there is a degree of fear that is smaller than your anger, but it may lead to your anger, if I understand the human psyche properly, relative to my own experience with trying to deal with a really apparently very difficult, if not hopeless, situation at times.
Mark, hold over. I'm going to hold you over to the next segment. I'm also going to be playing this Ventura clip that really you know, I guess brings a little joy to my heart that he stands up to these cowards at Fox. It's like a 9-minute clip, so we're going to play the whole thing, maybe a little commentary. And, you know, I actually saw Angels and Demons over the weekend. Speaking of the Illuminati, what a whitewash. Folks, whitewash to the extreme. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Survivalistseeds.com.
How far have we really come when we have really just cornered ourselves into this grid where the very few control the many in a fashion just unheard of throughout history, with a tyranny so technological it is hard to put into words how we can win this thing? And Mark, you were talking about, you know, a concerted, concise effort for the world to hear this Info Warrior message.
Yes, sir.
Continue.
Well, Jason, it really comes down to, I'd ask you the question, have you heard about the movie Alex Jones, My Life and Times? Going to be up on the silver screen globally here? No, because it has not been made yet. Mm-hmm. But It's about everything I've just said. You know, I just basically, I think I gave a fairly decent general analysis of the problem of strategy that we're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. We're behind in this game. They have the power, but they don't have the numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, a movie such as this will work like nothing else has or anything else will, in my perception, in bringing all of the putrid and dirty laundry of the New World Tyranny, the Illuminati, the New World Order, however you want to say it, into the light of day for all of the world to see on a simultaneous basis, creating tremendous global publicity, and as importantly, through that publicity, creating a tremendous power of attention globally on the liberating facts of the InfoWar, thus creating a very large and disabling crimp in the strategy and agenda of the New World Tyranny. This movie can be made, and certainly it should be made, Jason. Alex has built up over the years all of his work. It totals in different ways. It manifests in different, really large ways. And one of those ways is that Alex has celebrity. And it's not about fame and fortune. It's all about he is known on a global basis. He is known worldwide. People really follow him. They really want to do something. Mm-hmm. And so far, Alex has done a 100% complete job, I believe, at this point in time, after 15 years of exposing in detail and overall strategy aspects of the New World Order. All of these facts are ready to be brought to the world that on a simultaneous level and through a vehicle such as a movie, and I don't see anything else but a movie, that would actually gain the publicity factor, would actually break into the blackout media of the world, which filters and censors anything that would actually enlighten people.
Yeah, movies are the only thing that's been able to do that. You're right. Movies are, listen, books don't do it. No one's talking about the latest novel that challenges the administration. However, people are talking about the Obama deception. People still talk about loose change. I think you're 100% correct. Endgame is getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the years go by. You know, one of you Hollywood folks that listens to this show or Alex's
Jason,
show,
there's
step
more
up to the
than
plate.
One. There's plenty of them. Alex has got all the help he needs. All he has to do is decide to do it, and he can accompany that if he wants with the world speaking tour, and it would shake up this whole world. That's how far he's gotten in his celebrity, Jason. I truly believe that. He had on the gentleman that wrote the health book.
Trudeau. He had Kevin Trudeau on.
He himself is a multimillionaire. Alex knows various actors, directors, producers, many of whom have contacted him. There's the Ventura. There is Willie Nelson. It really just goes on and on. The financing is there. The production is there. The directorship is there. The acting is there. And I believe it would be at least sufficiently enough on a volunteer level where this movie would be made and it would probably win Academy Awards. It would stir up this whole world. And I've been on this for like 5 or 6 months now, and I've probably got 25, 30 pages written in fairly small print in a large notebook just saying what I've just said to you, but I've written it down in such detail as far as the strategy and extrapolating out how it would work. Just
well, Mark, I got to tell you,
idea.
I'm listening to you like never before because our backs are up against the wall. And, you know, I would have said that, yeah, no problem, man. I would have said that I don't think that that was possible. But you know what? With this New World Order film coming out and premiering today on IFC after being on demand and, you know, watching pieces of that again, who knows? Maybe it is possible and maybe it is the only way. I thank you for the call, sir.
Keep it in mind, my brother.
I'm keeping it in mind. I thank you. All right. I'm going to go to Sean, Bruce, Dennis, and others in a moment after we play this Ventura clip on Fox and Friends. You've got to see it to believe it. Jesse the Body taking it to the scum at Fox. Hit it, Jaron.
It's a good thing I'm not the president. I'm an independent because I would prosecute the people who did it. I would prosecute the people who ordered it, and they would all go to jail.
The governor, Jesse Ventura, isn't known for holding back in his latest book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, out in paperback now. And Brian, I don't know, do you even want to go face-to-face with the governor again today?
I watched the governor. I watched you on Hannity last night a few hours ago. You just finished up. You are so down on what the administration did between 2001 and 2007.
That's right.
Why?
Why? Because we now torture and waterboarding. I've been waterboarded. It is torture. I can speak from experience. It was part of SEER training that I went through as a Navy SEAL.
And are you okay now?
I'm fine.
So is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's about 60 pounds overweight after a great time.
It doesn't matter. If it was okay, then why don't we do it to criminals? If we've got gang members in L.A., okay, we know that their gangs are going to do bad things. When we arrest them, why don't we waterboard them so we can get information out of them?
Do you want to stop?
Because it's against the law. Don't come after me with that nonsense.
What's nonsense?
Waterboarding, because number one, if you torture someone, what you get is baloney.
Well, it turns out they feel differently. The CIA feels differently than you do. If you read the 175 pages, they talk about, we got this guy, we get Hambali, we get his brother, and it happened by the corroborating all this different evidence from the material they got. And they only waterboarded three guys. And on top of that, I want to know how you feel about the light deprivation, when you talk about not sleep deprivation, when you talk about hot cold, when you talk about bugs. Does that all bother you?
Yeah. Why don't we do that with our people in prison and jail?
Mm-hmm. Ticking time bomb.
So how else should we find out information from these terrorists?
Well, you find out information like these guys. They got more information from them. It's documented before they ever waterboarded them. I find it okay. Why didn't we waterboard?
The FBI says that the CIA doesn't.
Why didn't we waterboard McVeigh and Nichols then? There were more people that they thought involved in Oklahoma City. Why weren't they waterboarded to get information? Because it's against the law. If we're not going to be a country that goes by the rule of law when it's convenient or inconvenient, then what do we stand for?
What country do we have if we're all on fire, if buildings are blowing up, if people are jumping out of skyscrapers? Do you want to live in that country? That you live in, if you worked in the CIA, you wouldn't do everything you can to keep those people safe?
I wouldn't torture.
But what about the difference between, you bring up Timothy McVeigh and gang members, and maybe those threats weren't as imminent as the threats?
I don't think these threats are imminent.
You didn't think after 9/11 that America felt that the threats were imminent, that more could be coming?
Maybe, but I think our behavior has caused us to be in more trouble. Now, they won't release these photos. Why? Because they know the Muslim world will go irate. They're all after Nancy Pelosi. When did she know? When did it? Well, if we hadn't tortured, it'd be a dead issue, wouldn't it? Let's go to the real issue. It's called
enhanced interrogation.
Because Dick Cheney makes up a new word.
No, the CIA told him that word.
That's baloney.
We need to get
enhanced interrogation. It's torture, my friend. And I've had it done. Have you been waterboarded?
What? Do you want me to?
Have you been waterboarded? Yeah, get waterboarded, and then we'll ask you. Let me waterboard you.
I'm not blowing up America. I'm not trying to destroy this country. I'm not trying to fight against democracy everywhere we go. These people,
neither are they.
These are the people that cut off Danny Pearl's head, and you're worried about their welfare.
All right, stop it right there for a second.
About their welfare.
Stop it right there. All right, the guy who they charged with cutting off Daniel Pearl's head, by the way, folks, is Omar Saeed Sheikh. Who is that? Oh, he's a Pakistani ISI agent with ties to the CIA. And he's the guy that actually wired the 100,000 to Atta right before the attacks through the head of the ISI. That's who beheaded Daniel Pearl, okay? It wasn't Al-Qaeda. It was an ISI and CIA operative. This guy is full of jackassery. Thank God for Ventura. All right, you ready, Jaron? Just kick it back on, bro.
What our country stands for.
Are you afraid of getting them radical?
I'm worried about what this our country. Well, where's it going
to
end?
We have to end.
Where is it going to end?
When they're dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how
when Al-Qaeda loses, when they decided their philosophy.
Have you enlisted or are you just talking?
No, am I just talking? You want me to enlist?
Yeah.
You don't like our armed forces?
Go walk the walk. Don't talk the talk.
So wait a second. So if I'm not in the military, I can't pull for America?
Sure you can.
Yeah, and I can't
but
fight
don't
for
tell,
America?
But you ain't right. Fighting for
right.
Us.
Yes. While they continue to battle it out,
so if you're
we're
not in the military.
A quick break. We'll be right back.
Just a review on the regular show. Here's the question we had at the end.
To
be totally just, you believe that Dick Cheney, George Bush, and the whole administration should be prosecuted for their act.
Governor Jesse Ventura is with us.
If that is the case, then we should prosecute. We should have prosecuted Harry Truman. Should have prosecuted Abraham Lincoln. Should have prosecuted Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Do you forward?
All right. Hold on. Hit pause. Skip a little bit forward. Skip about 20 seconds forward because we don't want the dirty word that Jesse said live on Fox TV, which I think was great, to be heard here. So just scroll forward to, I think, to the point right before the guy walks out. Just about into 5 minutes, you should be okay. Keep going. All right, hit it.
I believe.
Yes.
My government's never lied to me, have
they? No, no, no. Bring it back. Bring it back to 5 minutes.
Where should we start?
Right to five. Bring it back. Right. No, 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 not there. I think that might be the bad spot. Right a little forward. All right, hit it.
Hearing? You're right. I haven't read. You looked at my reading list. Have you read the 9/11 report? And you think it's a piece of fiction?
No, I believe everything in it. I believe my government's never lied to me, have they? Let's see, where should we start? The Gulf of Tonkin incident? Now, that took us into war in Vietnam. They've now admitted it was a lie. So 58,000 of my generation were killed based upon a lie. But that doesn't count, does it?
What does that have to do with 9/11?
That shows that we will lie to go to war. We've been doing it for years. We will continue to do it. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, did you believe that? Well, you probably weren't alive then.
I apologize for not being alive then.
Well,
it won't happen again.
Well, I was alive.
Okay.
But 50, and I remember our president sitting on TV telling us our boys are floating in
and
the water.
Because of that, you'll never believe
anything. False.
And because of that, you'll never believe
but
anything.
But they lie all the time. Have you been in government? No, I have.
All right, so that's for... So I've never been to the NFL, but I could watch a football game and judge what's going on.
Why do we have the CIA embedded in all state government when their mission statement says that they're not...
You're changing the question. If you just say one thing, you don't think the CIA has our best interest in mind. You don't think our intelligence branch...
I never said any of that.
But that your questions and conclusions only lead to that one statement, that you think everyone's against America, the government's against America.
True. Always remember, dissension's the greatest form of patriotism. Tom Jefferson said that.
Tom, you were alive then?
No. You're going to insult me?
I got to go to radio. Yeah. All right, Jesse. Take care.
He's leaving.
Jesse, I do have to say that I think Brian probably has read every word from the whole 9/11 situation. He's passionate about it, as you can see.
Well, I am too.
But and I agree with you that there's been covert activity over time, no doubt, where the government has not told its people every single thing that's gone on. I don't think
they rarely do.
But when it comes to 9/11, are you so sure?
No.
No,
but I ask questions, and what perturbs me is that you don't get answers. Nobody wants to talk about it. This event that changed our entire history of our country, why aren't we allowed to discuss it? Why aren't we allowed to ask questions? The moment you do, you get a reaction like he gave me. Mm-hmm. How dare you? How dare you question your government?
So what are your questions?
My questions are simple. I worked in demolition. I'm a former frogman, underwater demolition team. I know how to blow things up. How could the buildings fall at the rate of gravity? Basic physics tells you that that can't happen.
Yeah.
And how did the cement get so pulverized? Just simply from falling, it was blown into dust? What energy was required to pulverize all that cement into dust?
So what conclusion do you draw?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly question, and yet I'm attacked when I question. You notice how if you bring up 9/11 and have any questions about it, immediately everyone attacks you over it, tells you you're crazy, calls you Rosie O'Donnell, insult you. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I ask questions?
I think a lot of people, Jesse, figure, well, you know, that 9/11 report came out and it said it was those guys over there. It was those Al-Qaeda guys. So people just go, okay. They've formulated an opinion in reasoned manner, and that's what happened. Now, they can't know for sure that all of that happened, per se, but, you know, you do ask a lot of questions, and that's what your book,
is about.
Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, is about. It's
and
about asking questions.
And I thought in our country that was good. In this country, I thought before 9/11 it was good to ask questions. It was challenge authority. But now apparently we've changed to where you're not allowed to challenge authority. You have to accept what the government tells you, keep your mouth shut, and stay in line. Well, that's not the America that I served as the military. I served because, to me, defense of free speech, popular speech, the First Amendment doesn't need to be defended. It's unpopular speech is why we have that amendment. Mm-hmm. You question 9/11, you're asking unpopular speech today.
Mm-hmm. So you would also like to question the Obama administration. It wouldn't just be the former Bush administration.
Oh, I'd like to question everybody on it, because to me it doesn't, what happened that day, there are so many unanswered questions, and even the relatives, you saw the protests at the 9/11, and since when do you bring in witnesses that don't have to testify in open, where they're brought into closed door rooms and allowed to testify together?
Let me get you.
All right, there is the amazing Jesse Ventura just kicking butt and taking names. And I know the clip ends there. Maybe there's a part two I didn't even get to see, but he owns it, man. He owns it. I wish that he would bring up the drills more often. Wish he would talk about Amalgam Virgo, which took place just before 9/11. But boy, when you bring it to one of the Fox News anchors to the point where they just walk off in a huff like a, you know, 4-year-old kid that got his ball taken away, dropped his ice cream cone. I love it. See that? I'm a little lighter now. I'm a little bit more smiles. Maybe I can smile a little bit more in this third hour, even though they just took away our Miranda rights in a Supreme Court WWE decision. I mean, unbelievable, folks. Just unbelievable. And the question is, are we going to step up to the plate? Are we going to challenge people? Are we going to ask these questions? Are we going to demand answers? Or are we just going to, you know, whatever, just let people do what they want to do? No big deal. No big deal. No, the government loves us. But Jesse Ventura ain't doing that. And Jesse's going to be on the Alex Jones Show, I think, in the next couple weeks for a full hour. Is it the first of June he's going to be on? You know, I'd love to book him for this show. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but I'd love to get 30 minutes with him or an hour, whatever he'll give me. I mean, the way the man handles the media is unbelievable. He has a commanding presence, and he is truly, right now, the voice in the 9/11 truth movement in the mainstream media. He's the guy. He's the guy making the tours, talking about it, talking about waterboarding, bringing people in, bringing the left in as well as the right, bringing up real issues. We're going to go to Sean, Bruce, Dennis, and others, 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
to the Info Warrior. There's actually a great, that's a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song. Tom Morello just got a radio show over on XM, and he played for the first time I'd ever heard of it. A live version of that where, you know, Bruce Springsteen is singing it his way, a lot different of a riff, but Morello's on the guitar in the background, and it is just incredible. It's as good or better than that version, so go check that out. Before I go to Sean, Bruce, Dennis, and others, I want to thank the final sponsor of the day. It's My Solar Backup, mysolarbackup.com. The number is 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. You want to live off the grid? You want to check it out? You want to do the Ventura thing? That's what he's doing in Mexico. He's got all solar power. Now, this is 1,800 watts of power on demand. Right now, it's a generator. You know, doesn't need electricity. No noise, no fumes. It's the real deal. You want to get off the grid. You want to supplement. In other words, you want a lower power bill. You want to supplement your power supply. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. They've got plans for everybody. In other words, you know, you can get different things. There's the 1,800 watt one right there that over on the PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. All right, Sean in Pennsylvania, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I called in quite a while ago and told you about the fine I got from school, the $170 one.
Yes, yes, you did.
Did you ever get the email I sent?
I didn't see an email. I was kind of waiting for one. I was hoping that, did you send it to Rob D?
Yeah, I sent it to both of them.
You sent it to Rob D and Aaron? Listen, do me a favor. Send it again with the, you know, school fine. Because, you know, I had another guy contact me, you know, just over the weekend saying that loose change got banned in his school and that they actually fired a teacher over it. Yeah, they fired some teacher over it. And he sent me a thing and I had to just, you know, I asked Rob D about it. He hadn't seen it yet. So I just had to tell him what the headline was and we're hooking him up for the show. And I'd like to do the same for you. So resend it. Send what the headline is over to my MySpace, and I'll make sure the producers go through it tomorrow, and we'll have you on as a guest about it. All right, my man?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Yeah, and what else you got for me, Sean?
It said that in 10 days, respond to this and go to court. It was supposed to be at the 12th. They sent it out. I guess we were supposed to go at the 22nd, and nothing's happened so far. My mom hasn't paid for it.
Well, she shouldn't pay for it. Absolutely not. It's absolutely ridiculous that the school is going to fine you because you were absent. I don't like it one bit. Send me the info, Sean. I appreciate it. All right, let's jump to Bruce in Florida. Bruce, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right, man.
Just first off, wanted to say that I have a tremendous amount of respect for you, man. You got a huge depth of knowledge, and you really articulate yourself well, man.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And I tell you, I'm angry myself. I'm hearing music.
You're hearing music. You had another 30 seconds. That's all right. I'm going to hold you over, Bruce. We're going to go to Bruce, Dennis, Joe, and more. I'm also going to talk a little bit about this Angels and Demons movie I saw over the weekend. I mean, it brings up the Illuminati maybe five or six times. The only members that they mention are Galileo and Bernini. They show a pentagram a couple times, and that's it, and they're a good group. It's very bizarre. I mean, it's total whitewash. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I'm Lucia.
She was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break the heart of a couple life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping. It wasn't if I could have made her life different.
Folks, I make mistakes all the time. I'm a human being. I'm not perfect. Probably, you know, let my emotions get the better of me earlier in the show. I'm still a little red because of it. This isn't a tan, folks. This is me beat red and pissed off. But, you know, when they take your Miranda rights, when they say, you know what, we're just going to interrogate you without a lawyer. Oh, you walked in with a limp. You know, that wasn't caused by the five times I took a baton to your kneecap and shin. But it doesn't matter. There's no lawyer here anyway. It's just me and you, buddy. When are you going to confess? What else you got for me, Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I totally agree with you. You know, the thing is, for me, I mean, I heard so many, I'd love to say so many things based on all the stuff that I was hearing while I've been on hold, just a bunch of amazing things. But what seems to kill me, at least where I am, I'm in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the people that I talk to here are just completely apathetic. They could care. I try to tell them about, you know, even things like fluoride in the water, MSG in the food, or genetically modified food. What are the ramifications of eating that and all these types of things? And they just don't seem to care at all, you know?
Well, bro,
and,
you live in a land of decadence. Miami's the home of $17 Coronas and, you know, trendy little bars and women with fake breasts doing blow off athletes, you know what. I mean, it's pretty decadent there. I've been to Miami. It's one of the most disgusting places in Florida I've ever been. It ranks right up there with putrid places like West Hollywood and Hollywood, California that I don't like. And really, I'm not a big fan of Los Angeles either. But I mean, it's one of the ritziest, like, you know, party things that I ever went to was in Miami. And I was just like, who are these people? They are like the biggest trendy morons that just can't wrap their heads around anything but club life.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, even I have acquaintances that are doctors and attorneys. I'm 40 years old. I mean, these are people that we would normally revere in society. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, they are just completely under mind control, you know, to the fullest degree. And that the point I wanted to make, if I could, is just simply this. Your butt and my butt is on the line because these idiots choose not to face what's really going on in the world. And that pisses me off.
It makes me crazy. Go ahead, man. It does.
I mean,
they're more concerned about how they're going to get out on their boat on this weekend and what girl's going to take their top off while they're,
exactly,
you know, drinking their gin and tonics. I mean, that's it. That's what they care about. They don't
exactly
care about the fact that they're not even going to have that in 5 years, that they can't
exactly
afford their boat, that they're going to be taxed for their boat because, you know what? Oh, there's carbon emissions on it. It releases CO2. It's going to cost you a little more to have that boat, buddy. And, you know,
right,
more and more of this upper middle class, you know, yuppie attitude is just going to die down. And they're doing it incrementally, man. I mean, they're going after the lower middle class first, but the upper middle class and these people that think they're elitist, that are millionaires, low-level millionaires, they got it in for you too, buddy. You ain't special.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's like, there was a saying, some guy in Germany, you know, they came for the such and such, but that wasn't me, so I didn't speak out. Then they came for the, you know, this is what's happening, and it's affecting certain, like you and myself, and I know there's a lot of listeners on, you know, GCN that really know what's going on.
Yeah, but, I mean, they came for the communists first, then they went after the mentally disabled, then they went after the gypsies, then they went after the Jews, all these undesirables, then they just started picking up people that didn't work. You know, then they took out dissidents. I mean, it's, you know, if we stand up and fight now, maybe we got a shot. Maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe before they institute all these drones and these ripsaw and these Terminators. They're calling them Terminators. I mean, come on.
No, I'm telling you, it doesn't look good. And think about this, too, and I don't mean to be negative, but, you know, Alex Jones, and I respect him a lot as well. He's been doing this for a long time, and you have to honestly say, has anything that he's done really slowed down the New World Order agenda?
Oh, no. I do believe that, dude. No. I mean, honestly, you bet it slowed down. Listen, we would have had other – listen, we would have had – I'm just saying, no, man. We would have had major terrorist attacks in this country if 9/11 wasn't exposed to a third of the populace here as maybe being an inside job. If we hadn't opened up those mines, bombs would have gone off in this country. I guarantee it. I thank you for the call. More calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, The 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At The 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Let's talk a little Illuminati worship, a.k.a. angels and demons. You know, the Illuminati are this, you know, just group of intellectuals and scholars. And, you know, they don't hate the church. No, they're not against the church at all. There's no mention of Luciferianism or Satanism whatsoever. And again, the only people that they mention are Galileo and Bernini. And they show a couple of pentagrams and one or two all-seeing eyes. They don't even go into the back of the dollar bill, the Eye of Horus. There's almost really no symbology outside of a couple statues. It's light on that, say, compared to the Da Vinci Code. And then, of course, at the end, you know, I'm sorry I'm going to ruin this for you, but the Illuminati doesn't really exist. It was just one person in the church who hired one assassin, you know, who thought he was working for this and that and wasn't really working for this and that. It's just, you know, I went to see it because I, number one, I wanted to see, you know, how far they whitewashed it. But number two, it was getting great reviews all over the place. And so far, I've seen some pretty big summer action movies. I saw Star Trek. It was okay. I mean, people in this office love it. I mean, it's like the summer movie of the year. I didn't think so. I'm big into the Wolverine. I saw Wolverine. I thought that was the action film of the summer. But I'm going to check out Terminator Salvation. I want to not only see the message, but, you know, I want to check out the whole deal. All right, let's go to who are we on right now. Are we on Dennis in California, or we just do him? All right, Dennis, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. First of all, let me tell you that I'm really in awe of you and Alex both. You're doing a tremendous job.
Thank you. It's
just amazing that more people aren't waking up. And I can sympathize with the emotions that you have about you're exhibiting the classic fight or flee response.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've done before, and I've investigated this a little bit. There's only four countries in the world that aren't hooked into the IMF. Those four countries are Iran, North Korea, Libya, and Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And Cuba is a great place to go to. It's only 90 miles off the coast. And, you know, you might be able to head down that way.
Yeah, but Cuba looks like it's going to be amalgamated into this system, too. We're having talks now with Castro. And, you know, even Ventura says that if we do start talking to Cuba again, he'd like to be the ambassador to Cuba. And you look at Iran. You know, we've been
reporting to be the ambassador.
Well, you know what? He's the kind of guy that I would like to be the ambassador. You know, I'm sure things are going to get around him and over his head, and he's going to have his blind spots. But at least I know that he's genuine, that he is trying for the truth. And then let me say this. You know, you look at Iran, and Iran seems to be on the back end now that the Obama administration is here helping in the war on terror. They carpet bombed, you know, a few villages in Iraq a couple of weeks ago. We've started talking to them in sanctions, and you haven't.
Iran has actually provided intelligence to the United States even before they attacked, even before we attacked Iraq.
That's correct. That's okay. Correct. That's correct. And you know what?
Iran was. A warehouse or a storehouse of intelligence for our armed forces. And, you know, this is totally glossed over.
And you know what? In my next film, Invisible Empire, which is really just all about the New World Order and the organizations, you know, pertaining to it and the methodology and all this other stuff, one of the foreign ministers from Iran gives a speech on the New World Order back in the 90s in front of the United Nations, and he lays out the entire thing from, you know, the environmental issues to the union issues to, you know, where their place in the New World Order is going to be, using the term New World Order well over a baker dozen time in an hour. So don't tell me that the upper echelons of power there aren't in on the globalist game too, my friend.
Well, these Iranians aren't, they're no slouches. They're pretty intelligent people. They were our allies for quite a number of years. We did supply the Shah with armament, and he supplied us with a base of power and oil in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's right. We had to overthrow Mossadegh. You know, that's another false flag op that we did. I mean, we go into their country, we start blowing up mosques,
and then we litter
the place.
Why do they not like us? You know?
Yeah, gee, I wonder why. And then we litter the place with, you know, flyers that say up with Mossadegh, and then we take him out of power, a democratically elected leader, and we put in the Shah to radicalize the nation. Gee, I just don't understand.
And then we loose the savak on all the people in Iran. And I, as a matter of fact, I was in Iran, and I won't say when, but, and I was approached by the Savak. They tried to get me into saying, you know, that I knew, you know, people on campus and had ties with dissidents and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was clearly not, I shouldn't have been a target at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of stuff that goes on. But we're kind of getting off the track here.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to say was that... there's the fight or the flee response.
Fight
you've
or flight,
exhibited
yeah.
The flee, yeah, fight or flight. But you've exhibited the flight response. But the real deal is that at some point or other, we as the people have to go ahead and demonstrate that, number one, we're aware of what's going on. Number two, we don't like it. And number three, that we're organized enough to go ahead and put the fear of God into the government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's a couple of different ways, but the simplest way is to organize a strike, a national strike.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very surprised that nobody's ever thought of this.
It's been tried, man, especially in the Patriot movement over the years. There was a national day of striking, on the run up
to.
Yeah, but
there wasn't the type of threats to our way of life that there are now.
Well, that's because it just keeps increasing. I mean, those
escalating. Yes, exactly.
Let me say this, Dennis. Those threats were there, but they hadn't amassed to the level they are at today. Because as I keep saying, time keeps slipping into the future. But the architecture was there. DHS was there. You know, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2 were there. The Military Commissions Act was there. We were still in, you know, two wars. You know, this is around the same time that the Democrats were supposed to save us in 2006 and get us out of the war. And then again in 2008, there's been a couple of these strike attempts, these general strike attempts, and they just have not worked. And quite frankly, I don't know if our audience is broad enough to make that happen. I wish it could. I mean, the way that we handled the Ron Paul revolution was unbelievable. And the mainstream media, you know, sucked that out from under us as well. You know, so who knows? I would love to see it happen. You know, anything's possible. We have to stay positive and we have to work towards a goal, and maybe that one's it. Maybe it's this movie idea. I don't have all the answers. I'm just...
Oh, no,
you know,
the movie idea is a great way of awakening people. Mm-hmm. But once people are awake, then there has to be some sort of...
action to be taken.
Demonstration. Yes, yeah. Some sort of action. Now, there's a lot of different ways, you know, you could say, well, you know, you've mentioned the, who are those guys, the militias and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's entering into something that would be
super dangerous category. Super dangerous.
You're backed up against the wall and you have nowhere to go. You know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
That's the last. Listen, I've done this before. Like, for instance, on the fifth anniversary of 9/11, on the run up to that, when Loose Change Second Edition was just huge everywhere. I was doing, you know, two or three radio shows a day begging people to come down to New York in an Investigate 9/11 t-shirt that we would provide. And we handed out 10,000 DVDs at Ground Zero. That was what Jesse Ventura was actually talking about on Fox and Friends when he was talking about the protests. We had 2,000 to 3,000 people at Ground Zero. We were all over the place. We got rid of 10,000 DVDs in less than, I believe it was less than an hour. I mean, literally gone. 10,000 DVDs just evaporating on the streets of New York City. Mainstream media, you want to know who covered it? Glenn Beck covered it. Said there were only hundreds of us and canceled me that day to be on the show because I had worked Jimmy Meggs from Popular Mechanics earlier in the day. And we had been booked for 2 weeks. And they just said, no, you're not coming on. They marginalized us, and he was one of the few people
who
reported on.
That just demonstrates the power of the media moguls, mm-hmm. the established media. The fourth estate, which is the press, has actually done a complete disservice to the American people. Okay, they've been co-opted, they've been bought off. I don't know whether it's just that they're lazy, they don't understand their job, or
you know,
what
some of them are just ignorant. Some of them are lazy. Some of them do toe the line, but at the upper echelons of power, it's like, no, you're not printing this story, or this has to go that way, or somebody like George Moonbiot, who wrote like three different hit pieces on 9/11 truth. He's out of The Guardian. He writes a book. By the way, he just signed on with 45 other authors, you know, for global governance. Him and a bunch of other, we need to come together. And under that, his work entitled The New World Order, I think it's either a book or a long essay. I mean, so the guy goes against 9/11 truth, but he's pro New World Order. Gee, I wonder if he has an agenda. Thank you for the call, Dennis. I really appreciate it. Joe in New Mexico, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, Jason. I was watching Fabled Enemies last night, and I just felt inspired. I had to call you.
Oh, thank
probably
you.
A good day to do it. I've been an Alex Jones off and on for a few years and mm-hmm. kind of felt like there was something going on with 9/11. But I remember last year when I saw Fabled Enemies, you were the closer. And that's just a fantastic job that you did on that. And then just a quick comment on what's going on Prison Planet today. Just an awesome broadcast day, all day. And I have to disagree with a couple of callers. I really appreciate those callers. But the movement is happening. Momentum is happening. People are opening up. And I see big names coming to Alex to support them. It's just awesome what you guys are doing.
You know, maybe Kevin Trudeau can be that, you know, that bridge that gap. You know, this guy is a guy who knows how to make his way into the mainstream media with unpopular belief systems. With challenging the establishment. Hold over, Joe. We're going to go back to you. We're going to go to Steve, Sean, Marco, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Who knows? Maybe we can break through. I'm not going down without a fight. He said I was flight. I talked about a little bit of flight, but if you remember earlier in the broadcast, I said I wanted to jump on somebody and rip their throat out with my teeth. I mean, I'm more fired up to fight it out. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors inside your ugly, ugly like me. I can see through you, see through the
right, we are back. We got Joe in New Mexico still on the line. And you know what? That previous caller saying, you know, you're talking about some of the things that we've been able to do. You know, like I said, I truly believe that we would have had other terrorist attacks in this country on a high level if we had not exposed 9/11 for what it was. If Alex Jones wasn't out there ranting and raving and putting out, you know, the emergency release movie about 9/11 that he did literally, I think, you know, a couple weeks after it had happened. And then on top of that, of course, Road to Tyranny. But, you know, one of the things that I can point to right away, Joe, that we were able to do is in the GIVE Act, Section 1710 had the Citizen Electronic Identification Act in there where they were going to, you know, try it out on middle and high school students for an electronic ID for everybody. And we were able to get that out of the bill. Some of the compulsory language was also taken out of the bill. So, you know, we do have small victories.
Well, you got huge victories, and you'll never get the credit that you deserve. But I know you guys don't care about that because it will never go noticed what didn't happen because of your efforts. And with back to Trudeau, I didn't know that guy had this much information, inside information. What a wealth of knowledge that he is. And I just have to also make a comment real quick, and I'll let you go, Jason, because I know you've got a lot of callers. But the way these things take off, you know, they gain a little bit of momentum, and then they go, like, viral, and they go exponential, and that's what's happening. I see it. I feel it. I know it. You guys are just doing an awesome job.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. I really appreciate that. Let's go to Steve in New York. Steve, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason? Quick point. I just want to BS a little bit. I saw yesterday driving down the road, a lot of InfoWars stickers on the stop signs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind, I just want to throw out my email because
sure.
I pretty much lost all my friends over the past 2 years. So I just want to let stehort@hotmail.com. And that's pretty much it. And I also went to a wedding this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Obama Deception, Bohemian Grove went out there totally.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome. You know, I do that at weddings too. And I got a wedding coming up on the 4th of July. And it's actually on the day, and I know, Independence Day. I'm bringing a ton of movies, not just for the bride and groom, but for all my friends and family that are going to be there as well. And that's the attitude we have to have. I thank you for the call. If people want to join up to my new YouTube page, you know, I gave it the website out once, and I got like 75 friends. I just checked my email. Subscribe. It's JasonJustice911. I'm going to be doing a lot of video blogging on that. A lot of it's going to make it to the InfoWarrior site, but, you know, some of it's not going to do that. It's going to have my, you know, afterthoughts after a show or perhaps, you know, previews of what's going to come up later. You know, obviously today when I did my blog, this Supreme Court ruling that you have no Miranda rights, basically they can interrogate you without a lawyer. There's a lot of doublespeak in there, but 5-4. Oh, five. It was so close. So close. Give me a break. It's made to look like that. The outcome is already decided by the powers that be, and that's very unfortunate. Speaking of that, you know, Alex, I don't know if he touched on this, but Bilderberg Group orders destruction of the U.S. dollar. Now, apparently, even worse, a new U.S. report on these secret Bilderberg meeting states, investigative journalist Daniel Estlin, whose information from the inside Bilderberg has routinely proven accurate. And what are they saying? The Kremlin report on the shadowy Bilderberg Group, who this past week had held their annual meeting in Greece, states that the West financial, political, and corporate elite emerged from their conclave after coming to an agreement that in order to continue their drive towards a new world order dominated by Western powers, the U.S. dollar has to be totally and completely destroyed. I mean, wow. And then it goes into, you know, all the people that are actually dumping the dollar, including Russia and Brazil. And China. So, you know, is that what they talked about? More than likely. I mean, these reports, you know, usually end up being true, unfortunately. We're going to go to Sean, Marco, Steve, and others on the other side. Long segment. But there's some news I still haven't really even gotten to cover, folks. House panel advances global warming bill. You don't think you're paying a carbon tax? How many times do I have to tell you you're paying a carbon tax unless this is something we can win. We can stop this in its tracks. You know, I used to work in a barbecue pit. You think that barbecue pit's going to be around? It uses coal. Oh, no. Coal lets off CO2. We're all going to die. No. No more barbecues for anybody. No. You just had Memorial Day weekend. How many of you threw the lighter on the grill? You're out. Talk about the tax on that. You won't be able to afford it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home, and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Dovetailing into this House panel advances global warming bill, and Waxman, you know, who I normally, Waxman's not the worst guy out there. I actually like a lot of what he does, the anti-war stuff. He is so behind this, and I wonder if it's because he's got, you know, money in this carbon credit system. Obviously, Pelosi is a little demon witch, and she's behind it as well. But this dovetails into them saying, you know what's great for the environment? A bad economy. Lower CO2 emissions. They want to bring your standard of living down to a second world or third world nation if they let you survive. Sounds twisted. Sounds almost impossible. It's the reality. I mean, unfortunately, that's the real deal. So, you know, don't cry to me, Argentina, when this happens, unless you step up and you stop it. I mean, we can stop these bills. We can warn people what a carbon tax is really about. I know a lot of people saw The Inconvenient Truth and worship Al Gore, but it ain't cool, man.
It ain't tops. It's bottoms. It's lies. Go check out the global or the great global warming swindle. Just a couple other stories, and then we're going to go to, I believe we're on Sean in Massachusetts, Marco, Steve, and John. Something kind of cool, actually. I reported on something similar about a year ago over last summer. They were talking about this new Teradisc. What's a Teradisc? Well, basically right now, DVDs, even a dual layer, DVD is 4.7 gigabytes. A dual layer is 9 gigabytes. And if you get a Blu-ray disc, which, you know, most people don't have Blu-ray burners yet, it's about 25 gigabytes. Now, what this new company is saying, forget about the terabyte disc. By the way, 25 gigabytes on a Blu-ray disc, you'd have to multiply that by 4 and then 10, 40 times more than a Blu-ray disc for a teradisc, right? Well, this is a 1.6 terabyte disc that should be available commercially in the next 5 to 10 years. 1.6 gigs or terabytes. What that means is something that is, I believe, 80 times bigger than a Blu-ray disc. 80 times bigger than a Blu-ray disc. 1.6 terabytes, you could legitimately, you know, if say you have DivX encoded movies like the ones that are on Prison Planet, you could have thousands. It's pretty wild stuff. Pretty wild stuff. Even at 700 megabytes a piece, 100 of them, 100 of them, you know, you're only at, I think, what, 7 gigs? Or no, you'd be at 70 gigs. Whoop-de-doo, 70 gigs. That's nothing compared to the 1.6 terabyte disc. So I thought that was neat. Just shows you how quickly technology does expand. And this one's kind of a little scary. We focus on CERN a lot here because, you know, they want, it's, by the way, CERN is a big plot line in Angels and Demons. But what CERN is these large hadron colliders are going to shoot particle beams into each other. And hopefully they'll be able to create the Big Bang Theory. Some people say it'll create a black hole and kill us all. Nobody's really concerned. But, you know, they're saying they're going to be able to figure out the mysteries of the world and life through CERN. Well, check this out. Man-made star to unlock cosmic secrets. This is odd because it's out of the BBC. Yet it's taking place in California. I've never seen or heard about this institution, but check it out. When the world's most powerful laser facility, who knew that the world's most powerful laser facility was openly in California, flicks the switch on its first full-scale experiments later this month, a tiny star will be born on Earth. The National Ignition Facility, NIF, in California aims to demonstrate the feasibility of nuclear fusion. The reaction at the heart of the sun and a potentially abundant clean energy source for the planet. First and foremost, NIF has been built for national security purposes to study the conditions that exist in nuclear explosions and the way that nuclear weapons perform. At NIF, you can schedule a supernova explosion for Thursday at 9 in the morning instead of waiting for one to happen by accident in the universe. And, you know, it goes on and on, but I thought, you know, I checked this out, and it tells you, you know, how NIF triggers a fusion. A pea-sized spherical capsule is filled with a fusion fuel. This comprises a 150 microgram mix of deuterium and tritium. The NIF laser set up pulses for 20 billionths of a second. For that time, it generates about 500 trillion watts. Yeah, oh, it generates 500 trillion watts, but there's an energy crisis. 500 trillion watts? My God. That's the equivalent to 5,100,000 watt light bulbs. Did you just hear what I said? 5,100,000 watt light bulbs. All the laser power is focused onto the capsule surface. The fuel is compressed to a density 100 times that of lead. It is heated to more than 100 million degrees Celsius. Under these extreme conditions, fusion is initiated. So I'm keeping my eye on NIF and that program right there. All right. I believe we're on Sean in Massachusetts. Sean, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Are you still red?
You know what? I've cooled down a little bit. I'm looking at myself, and I'm not quite as red or pink as I was earlier. I'm cooling down in here.
My man Jesse just brought you to the forefront, huh?
You know, Ventura, you know, I watched it earlier. Actually, I watched that earlier today before I got the news that we no longer have Miranda rights. And I said, oh, man, this is great. This is, you know, this is upbeat. I really love what Jesse does. And I wasn't fired up until about an hour before the show when I was going through the last of my news clips. Because honestly, before I even really, you know, I got back here early. I usually in middle of the day go back home. I let my dogs out and then I come back here. And I thought I had the whole show planned out, but I always check my Facebook and MySpace in case there's a breaking story. And someone sent me this on MySpace. One of the guys, he sends me like, you know, 10 tips a day. There's some guys out there send me 20 or 30 tips a day. It's tough for me to even go through the whole thing, especially this weekend. I wasn't keeping up on it because I didn't want to lose anything in the stack. You know, if I start looking at it in the weekend, I'll forget about it by, you know, Monday or Tuesday, and I had Monday off. And, you know, I barely got through everything, and this just blew my mind. It just blew my top.
It's totally, totally outrageous. But on another note, I was just going to say that your caller, Mark, about making a movie about Alex with his convictions and connections was really, really good. I think it should be investigated. I know he's really busy as well as you are, but it's something that could be brought to the forefront with all of us. And coupled with that, I have tried to get on Alex's show and wanted to propose nationwide town hall meetings every week or every month to further the awareness, to bring the word face-to-face to people that are really complacent about trying to listen to things and not believing it, or at least not saying, oh, yeah, I'll listen to, you know, the Obama deception or this or that. When it's right before their face, it's almost like, you know, because I was in the restaurant business, owned my own restaurant, and when you have a restaurant that you just don't, and I don't have to tell you, either people come there or they don't. Either word of mouth is your best advertising. And when I followed Alan, Aaron Russo, he was putting directors all over the state. He had state directors, and I was going to try to be one of them, but someone else came to be one before me, but I actually worked with that director. And I think it's really powerful to know that a lot of the things that are happening, a lot of the bills that are being passed that I am absolutely shocked at every single day that I listen to Alex and yourself, to say that these are being brought through and this is what's happening with Ron Paul and stickers and everything else. It's just,
and Campaign for Liberty, you know, Campaign for Liberty is another great organization. You know, you could probably get town hall meetings through that, or make a chapter of We Are Change. All those are great ideas. The Campaign for Liberty was targeted because they were running for office. They were sending people up to the plate with a Ron Paul style politician in the main line, still keeping it quote unquote conservative, so people could digest that. And they didn't like it, so they put him in the MIAC report. You got a Ron Paul bumper sticker? You're a terrorist, pal. It's unbelievable. Sean, I thank you for the call. I got to jump. Marco in Texas, you're online. Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm in Allen, and I just recently found out about all this stuff like a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. And I go to Allen High School, and I recently started telling people about it like a week ago, because I wanted to make sure I had like all the facts straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And me and a couple kids actually have like a meeting tomorrow about how we're going to like print off a bunch of stuff and like take it to our town hall meetings about like fluoridation of our water and stuff, and try to get that out of our city. And we're going to go and watch that New World Order movie tomorrow at my house. And it's really crazy. When they first started hearing about it, a lot of kids were, like, scared about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started telling them, like, you don't need to be afraid of these people. Like, they're not going to come to our school and, like, kill us or whatever, you know. Obviously, mm-hmm. you and Alex aren't dead yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, do have to watch out, though. I mean, fear is a natural reaction, number one. Number two, you know, talk about indoctrination centers. Schools are it. I mean, if you've only been listening a month, talk about one of the school things that they did. They did a mock school shooting where in Albany, and, you know, that's close to home for me. I'm an upstate New York guy, where they literally sent in officers in full gear and full paintball guns to just shoot up the school and just have live action drills to acclimate kids to live school shootings. And Jones has been pretty adamant that he felt like, you know, maybe another one of those was coming as well. I mean, this thing digs so deep. It's unbelievable. And there is no reason to have the real thing is, you should be afraid that more people aren't woken up and aren't taking action. What really scared me to death after 9/11, after finding out what really went down with 9/11, was that more people weren't stepping up to the plate, that somehow, you know, I became part of a voice of a movement that should be huge. I'm just a little guy. You know, I never thought I would be doing this. I thought, you know, I was going to work in the graphics industry and make business cards and posters and flyers. And if I was lucky, I was going to start, you know, editing and doing like cartoons and special effects and things like that. I never thought I'd be, you know, at the helm of a radio/prisonplanet.tv show talking about, you know, the impending police state and the fact that we just lost our Miranda rights. That just was not in the cards for me. But I looked at it and I said, you know what? Who is the voice of this generation? I mean, who is? Who's the voice of this generation? Who's the person stepping up and opposing the establishment? And the only person that I could find that was even coming close, you know, after you get past all the false left-right characters, people like Michael Moore, who for a long time I really admired, and I still do like some of his work, you know, not all of it, but some of it, you know, it's still pretty relevant. But I'm like, is he the voice of my generation? He's a little old, and he's a little party line. And then I saw Alex Jones, and God bless Alex, but, you know, for my taste in the very beginning, he was a little too religious, you know? You know, I'm not, you know, a hardcore Christian. So that was, to me, it was like, well, there's got to be something else. There's got to be somebody else. And other than Alex, there is nobody else. And now I'm trying to fill that void and bring more people into it. People like Luke Radowski, you know, are filling that void. And, you know, if you watch that New World Order documentary, you know, I watched it. I actually met a couple people before that came out over at the 6th anniversary of 9/11, including the cat that's, you know, burning, you know, hundreds of Loose Change Final Cut and handing them out on the street. And he's great. No, not the blonde kid, the other guy. Although the blonde kid at the end that, you know, cries and, you know, says, you don't know how real we are.
The one that talks about getting targeted and he's like, I don't care. And he, like, goes on and hands out all those DVDs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's actually Luke Radowski. He's actually a good friend of mine. But there's somebody else out there that does the little Loose Change part where they play the beginning of the Final Cut on the TV. And, you know, he's wearing the Investigate 9/11 shirt that I designed. And, you know, these are the voices of our generation if we can win, if we can build up and really challenge the establishment. And what's scary is there's not enough of us yet. There needs to be. Keep fighting, brother. Doesn't matter that you're in high school. You can make a huge difference. People like Robert Wanick, you know, who's a high school student, has done so. You know, he's made, you know, big headlines and waves in his community, in his school, and we can have an effect. It's believing that we can't have an effect and that we're helpless and that we're just going to have to cow down to this government that's really negative. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the line.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Jason, hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason. Steve here. Hey, I actually spoke with you on Friday as well. And, okay. I've got something that you as a New Yorker, a former New Yorker would appreciate. I'm actually looking here at MSNBC.com. You might want to have your producers bring up MSNBC.com, the top banner line on it. You know how we have, Sonia Sotomayor, being now nominated for the Supreme Court, right?
That's correct.
Okay. You'll appreciate this. The cover line, and there's a video story with it too. The cover line for the Sotomayor nomination is Bronx cheers Sotomayor justice nomination. Now, you as a New Yorker knows what a Bronx cheer is.
Yeah, it's basically they're saying people that back the Yankees. It's nonsense. She was somebody who was appointed by George H.W. Bush to a high-level position in New York. I forget what she was, maybe a district attorney or something like that. I remember reading the bio. But this woman is La Raza. She's total establishment. She's going to be brought in to, you know, be the voice of, oh, why isn't Canada, Mexico, and the United States one, you know, big super unit? We can make it work. And she is here to usurp more of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, like I said, how many of these Supreme Court decisions, especially one today, how many have you seen that are, you know, 7-2 or 8-1 or 9-0? No, it's always 5-4. They always give you the illusion it was so close when they take away your rights. Like we were this close to hanging on to the right to have a lawyer before we got beaten up by cops. But that's not just not there. Yeah, she doesn't look like a good choice. You know, I'm not very happy about it. And I'm sure she's going to get confirmed.
Well, I mean, I remember when I would buy whoopee cushions for fun, and the whoopee cushion would say, when you have somebody sit on this, it's going to emit a Bronx cheer.
Oh, it's a, I was unaware, you know, so it's a fart joke is what you're telling me.
Yeah, a Bronx cheer is technically when you do a raspberry. When you do a raspberry, and if you wiki, actually you could have your producers obviously look at MSNBC.com and then also look up Bronx cheer in Wikipedia, and it's basically a raspberry or the sound a whoopee cushion makes. But my observation here is the mainstream news is so cocky towards us. The mainstream news has such disrespect for the regular viewer that they're going to put little winks in there, little jokes, you know, like that, even on the most trivial story. You know what I mean? They weave in all this baloney. You know what I mean? In other words, we already know that we're not getting straight news anymore from the mainstream establishment. So now they'll just throw little jokes, little Easter eggs in there. Like,
well, they've
that.
Been doing
that
it with
point too. Go ahead.
Yeah, they've been doing it with the Bilderberg Group in the past few years. They've kind of been doing it with this New World Order film where they're attacking Alex. I mean, they do it all the time. They do it with 9/11 too. I mean, even when you got somebody who's sympathetic, they're not allowed to go all the way, and they, you know, have to make little, you know, snips like, oh, he believes this, or even in the New World Order film, you know, they have this like B movie guy that's not doing documentary films. He's doing like craptacular films in another country, and he throws in, I may have a chip in my head, rightio, and that's the guy that they want in the film. You know, they don't want Daniel Estulon, that's tracked down the Bilderberg Group for the last few years, wrote an amazing book, and I understand his frustration with that. I thank you for the call. We're going to be going to John, Stephen, and possibly Charles on the other side in the last segment. This is the Info Warrior. If you miss any of the program, folks, the podcast is over on the left-hand side of theinfowarrior.com. Got a new YouTube channel out there, Jason Justice 911. That's YouTube/JasonJustice911. We're going to be doing all sorts of updates, things that you won't get over here at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Back after this.
I've been drifting along in the same stale shoes.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Cries of humans are far.
All right, we are back. So that fired me up a little bit. What is it in us that we refuse to love one another? We refuse to hear the cries of other human suffering. We'll just send robots to kill people in the Middle East. No big deal. They're not human, right? Right? They're just dirty towel head, rag head bastards that we need to turn their whole place into a glass parking lot. How dare they attack us on 9/11, Jason? We need to end them and their religion. The Muslims are bad. Meanwhile, you start looking into it. It has nothing to do with Muslims whatsoever except for demonizing them so we can take over Eurasia and create a Western-controlled union there like never before. Because we really, you know, we already have our black ops there. We already have our CIA embedded. We've discussed it even in this show. You know, the Mujahideen, the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda. It's fairy tales and unicorns, my friend. All right, let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
To bomb a couple things real quick, as far as like on your archive page, on your InfoWarrior page, it only goes up to the 13th of May right now. I don't know if you guys are going to
Yeah, I know. I'm about 2 weeks behind. It's really tough for me to get Kurt to post on that. He's so busy. But I'll try to get the next 2 weeks up there very shortly. But remember, the podcast is daily. So if you miss anything, tomorrow the podcast for this show will be available. That is switched up every day, though.
Rock and roll. Also, I wanted to say I was taking a break today from, you know, fighting the info war. I thought I'd go out to a movie with my kids. Went to go see Night at the Museum. And then here I am looking, Abraham Memorial. There's two fasci on his chair that he's sitting on. And I was thinking, man, can't I just get away from, you know, symbolism and ideology for just two hours to go
it's
to
so
the
hard because it's really embedded in the culture. The fasci are out in front of the house, man. You know that. I mean, they're literally up there. Yeah, Jordan Maxwell does a great presentation on it. Listen, man, I thank you for the call. I got to jump because I only got a couple minutes. I'm going to try to fit these all in. Steven in Texas, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to say, man, you need to be careful about the way you've been tonight, man, because you're going to end up where these people are going to come after you and have to, you know, diagnose you with depression and put you on Prozac or Paxil because you've got antisocial disorder, you know?
Yeah, God forbid. Well, don't worry. I ain't taking any drugs that I don't ingest myself. Ooh.
Right. Hey, two things I wanted to cover real quick. First of all, you know, these cards that you were talking about that somebody sent you with the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
How old were those?
They basically range from, I believe it is the mid-80s to the early 90s. I want to say, because I read it on here, I believe it's like 84 to 92 is when they started publishing or stopped publishing them. And they did different levels. I really want to get Steve Jackson of, you know, Steve Jackson Games on. It's going to be very difficult. We've been trying to contact him. But I don't think there's anything in there later than 92 or anything earlier than 84.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because when I first moved here to Texas in 95, I worked at a warehouse that distributed, like, baseball cards and the same kind of thing like you had on there. And I remember two different sets of cards. One was the Illuminati, mm-hmm. and one was the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in 95. So, I saw that and I said, wow, you know, because, man, I was just starting to get aware of this stuff back then.
You know what cards I remember, Steve? I remember those Gulf War cards. Remember that propaganda where everywhere, you know,
right.
General Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell were my new heroes because I have desert trading cards. Steven, I thank you for the call. I got to jump because it's the end of the show. Remember, you missed any of this. It's a big time broadcast over at theinfowarrior.com. Get the podcast tomorrow. God bless you all.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.